You just heard my conversation with Doug Smith. He's executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center. Smith helped create the Virginia Partnership to encourage responsible lending, a group that's pushing to reform that state's payday lending laws. To get a better sense of exactly what goes on at a payday loan store, I decided to come here to the Advance America Payday Cash Advance Lending Center in West Los Angeles. Now, we're standing outside with Ms. Kaufman, who just went inside. Have you used places like this before,
yes,
payday
I
lenders?
Have.
Does that, do you come here because you can't go to the bank or you choose not to go to the bank or some other credit union or something like that?
Well, the bank charge more, so I choose to go to these people. They charge a little less.
They do?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get too personal, but have you ever had problems getting behind and paying back one of these payday loans?
Yes, I have.
What happened when you got behind?
They called me and called me and called me until I came to pay them.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you know what interest rate they charged you?
It's like 4.25 or something. Something like that. I don't remember the exact percentage.
So you're not really sure?
No.
Did it seem high, low, fair, unfair?
I think it's
fair. Really?
If I borrowed $300, they gave me $255, I paid $45 in interest.
Thank you, Ms. Kaufman.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a nice day, okay?
You too.
Okay,
thank you.
I also spoke with Victor Franco. He's a lobbyist for the payday lending industry, and he met me inside the Advance America Payday Loan Center. Now, Victor, here's what separates, in my mind, places like this and others who are members of your association and the bank. If you look on the wall, the notice of the fee schedule. Now, I'm looking at from $100 provided, finance fee $1,750, amount of the check $117.50, 14-day APR, which is the annual percentage rate, 456.25%.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought that up. That percentage rate would be if over the course of a year you continued to be in the loan or payday advance cycle. And so that would be, that's basically amortized over a year. You know, and again, $1,750 is what in our minds, not a lot in terms of the fees and the risk that the company is taking.
I guess the real question is it necessary or why is it necessary to charge this amount in order to make a profit?
We're going on trust. And at some point in time, a customer could just walk away. And, you know, this is not going to, again, they're not going to be criminally prosecuted. It's very doubtful that it will end up on a credit bureau. So there is a risk here.
That was Victor Franco, an L.A.-based lobbyist for the Community Financial Services Association of America. He spoke with NPR's Tony Cox. And for more about our series, Minding Your Money, check out our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.